This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, Agon Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We're going to continue our shiur on the Seder HaTefilos. We're learning about Kriya Shema, Gateway to Tefillah, which is sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzala Rose and family, Lezecha Nishmas, Rabbi Tzala's brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Began Eden Teheminu Chasai, Shuvah Mei whole family, Abi Askel Tzedek. So we have a lot of exciting announcements. We mentioned March 3rd to March 5th is our first ever Yarchei Kala in Miami. Please join us. It will be a spectacular opportunity. You could also join us at the end of February. We're traveling to Italy in the footsteps of the Chida. We're going to be visiting many Kfarim and many Mekomos HaKadoshim where the Chida lived and thrived. We're going to be at the Kever of the Abarbanel, Mahara Mintz, Ramah Mipano, Rav Moshe Zakuto, Ramad Vali, Rav Yehuda Arya Modina, Rav Eliyahu Bachur, and many more. And the Zera Shimshon. So if you want to participate in upcoming Sfarim, the Sefer on Chinuch Habanim is almost complete. It's almost ready for publication, if anybody wants to do Mishtatif in that. After that, we're working on a Sefer on Lag BaOmer for Art Scroll. If anybody would like to do Mishtatif, please let us know. Okay, the continuing Gateway to Tefillah, Shema. So I'm going to begin by sharing with you an amazing chiddush that my friend Rabbi Chio Rosen, who's on the shir last week, shared with me from the Shlach HaKadosh. And we know that one of the kavanas to have when one says Shema is the kavana of Mesiras Nefesh. That one is, if ever put to the ultimate test, one would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Who were some of the most notable personalities who were Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem? Well, we have Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. And Daniel. Hananya, Mishael, Azaria, and Daniel. Well, listen to this. Listen to this amazing remez. The Shlach HaKadosh says, first of all, the word Shema is Gematria Kadosh. Kadosh. Which is a remez that in Shema, one should be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. You take the word Shema and Echad. Shema and Echad. The shin and the aleph, the first letter of the word Shema, and the first letter of the word Echad is Eish, aleph shin fire, indicating that one should think that if ever put to the ultimate test, one would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Furthermore, if you take the remaining letters, Mem Ayin Ches and Dalet, Mem is Mishael. Ayin Azaria, Ches Hananya, Dalid Daniel. So that's an amazing remez to the four notable personalities who are Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. Let's uncover some of the secrets of Shema. The Gemara Brachos says in Tazayin Amud Beis, Amar Rav Elazar, Maidach Siv. What does the pasuk mean? Kein Avarechecha Bechayai. So I will bless you in my life. V'shimcha esa kapai. In your name I will lift up my palm. Kein avarechecha b'chayai. So I will bless you in my life. Zu kriya shema. That is the recitation of Shema. Why is Shema referred to in the Gemara as so I will bless you in my lifetime? So in the Avnei Shoyham, the Sefer Avnei Shoyham of Rav Leib Shachar, he says, This drush of the Gemara, that Shema is the way we bless Hashem with our life, could be explained based on a story in Masechta Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Eliyahu the Tzaddik was going around meeting those who were pained by the famine in Jerusalem. He one time saw a child who was all blown up from famine, and he was placed in a garbage heap. So Eliyahu said, what family are you from? He said, I'm from such and such family. He says, is anyone survived from that family? The child said, no, I'm the only one. So the child said, teach me something. So Eliyahu said, if I teach you something that you will live by, will you learn it? The child said, yes. He said, say every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Eliyahu said to the child, if I teach you something that you will live through, live by, will you learn it? He said, yes. So says Reb Leib Shachar, we see from here, is Shema brings us life. That's why that child survived. So that means Klal Yisrael lives through the school of Shema Yisrael. So this is the pshat in Avarechecha Hashem, Kein Avarechecha Bechayai, I will bless Hashem with my life. That's Kriya Shema. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us, that Shema gives us a blessing to live. But I would humbly interpret, based on the idea that we've been mentioning, that when one says Shema, one should be mechaven, that if ever put to the ultimate test, there would be Moiser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. So when we say we will bless Hashem with our life, that's referring to Shema. Because saying Shema, we are fulfilling Ki Alecha Hiragnu Kal Hayom. We are willing to give up our life for you, Hashem, every day. Now, it's very amazing. In the Sefer HaChayim of the brother, the Maral of Prague, he says that the Minhag HaOlam is that when a Jew is in trouble, they cry out, Shema Yisrael! A child falls, Chas V'Shalom, Shema Yisrael! So ask the brother Maral of Prague, they're saying the wrong words, seemingly. They should scream out, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad! Isn't the Iker unification of God's name, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, not Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael are not the words that are our Zechus. The words that are greater Zechus is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. However, says the brother Maral of Prague, that these two words include the will of Hashem from Klal Yisrael that we should listen to His words. Meaning the words Shema Yisrael have a double meaning. Shema Yisrael is the will of God that we should listen to Him. Shema Yisrael, listen Israel. It's a command that the Jewish people should listen to Hashem. It's an expression of Hashem's desire that we should listen to Him. But it also includes the request of Klal Yisrael that Hashem should save us. You know what else Shema Yisrael means? Shema Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His name is Yisrael. Like it says, Vayikra Laikel Elokei Yisrael. He should listen to our tzara. Listen, Shema Yisrael means the Jewish people should listen to God, but Shema Yisrael means God should listen to us. So in a certain sense, the words Shema Yisrael are a jam-packed, condensed concentration of power. It is both a plea, it is a call upon the Jewish people that the Jewish people should listen to God, but it's also addressed to God. Shema Yisrael means, God, you should listen to us. You know, I would have thought you could say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, listen to the Jewish people. But the Sefer HaChaim is interpreting Shema Yisrael, God could be referred to as Yisrael also. And then he says a very mystical line. He says, even though it has already become sealed up, all the wellsprings of Kabbalah, and we don't know what exactly, God has left us some spark of sanctity that stirs sometimes within ourselves by itself, that wants to recognize Hashem. And Hashem therefore gave the neshama like a special perk daily to give it a little bit of a taste of the spiritual pleasures and secrets that are available, and that is by saying Shema Yisrael. Now here's another amazing benefit of Shema Yisrael. We've learned that Shema Yisrael has 248 words, either with Hashem Elokeichem Emes, or with Kel Melech Neman. But Kriya Shema also protects us from sin. The word avayin, sin, bimiluai, if we spelled out ayin, vav, nun, ayin is spelled ayin, yud, nun, that's 130. Vav is vav, 12, 142. Nun is 106. So 142 and 106 is 248. It's gematria ramach. So that means Shema has 248 words, and avayin b'milua is gematria 248. And that's because saying Shema protects us from avayin, from sin. Isn't that amazing? Saying Shema protects us from avayin. Now, in the Sharei HaAvoda of Rabbeinu Yoina, he brings from a Kabbalistic source that there's actually a Chaya Achas, an angel in Shamayim called Yisrael. And on its forehead is written Yisrael. And all the angels gather around it and they say, Shema Yisrael. So there's a supernal power, an angel called Yisrael. And all the heavenly angels before it accept the yoke of heaven of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are also 12 Shiftei Yisrael. When we're Mekabel, O Malchus Shamayim, and we're Meyachid Hashem's name before Yaakov Avinu, and before the angel called Yisrael. When we say Shema Yisrael, so now we're learning when we say Shema Yisrael, it's addressed to the angel Yisrael as well as to Yaakov Avinu. That's how Rabbeinu Yoina understands it. Now, I want to share with you an idea of Reb Chaim Brisker. We know that after we say the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, we follow it up quietly by saying, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Le'olam Va'ed. Why do we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Le'olam Va'ed? That was something that they said in the Beis HaMikdash after they heard the name of Hashem. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explained the reason why we say Baruch Shem after Shema Yisrael is because there's a principle. The principle is Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, we have to ascribe greatness to our God. Whenever we hear the name of Hashem, we have to praise it. So when we heard God's name, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, we praise it by saying Baruch Shem. The Gemara Pesachim says a different reason why we say Baruch Shem. Because when Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the time of the coming of Mashiach, and the Shekhinah left him, Yaakov Avinu was afraid maybe there's a disqualification among his children. So his children said, no, Shema Yisrael, just like in your heart, there's only one God, in our heart, there's only one God. Whereupon Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Le'olam Va'ed. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, the main reason why we say Baruch Shem is because of the principle that whenever we hear Hashem's name, we have to praise it. And we say, when we heard Shema, we say Baruch Shem. However, if that would have been the only reason, says Reb Chaim, we could have said Baruch Shem at the end of Shema. Why do we interrupt? The reason we interrupt is because the Gemara says, after the Shvatim said Shema Yisrael, Yaakov immediately said Baruch Shem. But that's not the real reason we say Baruch Shem. That's the only reason once we're saying it, we say it immediately. We say Baruch Shem because of this principle, that whenever we hear the name of Hashem, we should ascribe greatness to God. And once we heard Shema Yisrael Hashem, we heard Hashem's name, we immediately say Baruch Shem. The Gemara is explaining why we say it immediately. That's to replicate the way Yaakov Avinu did it. Okay, one more beautiful idea. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. We all know, Shema Yisrael, we say B'kol Ram, we say it aloud. Baruch Shem, we say quietly. Why? So one reason is because we have a dilemma. Should we say Baruch Shem? Moshe didn't say it. Yaakov said it, so we say it quietly. But there's another reason. In Mishlei we say, Kvoid Elohim Haster Davar, Uchvoid Melachim Chakar Davar. It's the honor of God to hide the matter. It's the honor of kings to investigate the matter. Says the Gra, when Mishlei says it's the honor of kings to investigate the matter, that's talking about the Pasuk of Kriya Shema, where we talk about the greatness of our king, and we're mekabel the malchus of Shemayim. And therefore, chakar davar, we say the first pasuk b'kol ram. But kavod elokim, the honor of God, God's honor, is baruch shem kavod malchus elyoylam vaed, so therefore that we say quietly. So that's a very beautiful explanation for why we say Shema out loud, and why we say baruch shem quietly. Hastar davar b'chashai. You see, Shema is the Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. When it comes to Malchus, it should be with pomp and ceremony. Therefore, the Pasuk of Shema is B'kol Ram. Kvoid Malachim Chakar Davar. However, but the Baruch Shem is the honor of God. Godliness, that's the honor of God is that the matter should be hidden. Reb Schwab explains this idea. He says that Baruch Shem is quiet because when we contemplate this matter, this is an inyan of holiness of those who sanctify themselves to live a life of spirituality, and that pursuit is not for the multitude. So the Pasuk of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ha'olam Va'ed, it's said quietly. It's not publicized. It's not, so to speak, announced to the multitudes. But kavod malachim chakar davar, to investigate the honor of the malchus and its splendor and glory, and to proclaim its majesty, which is what we do in Shema Yisrael, that is kavod malachim chakar davar. Therefore we say it b'kol ram. Baruch Shem is kavod Elohim. That's why it's not even in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from the Malachim, who carry the Kisei HaKavod. And Moshe, so to speak, stole it from the Malachim. If you look in the Medrash Tanchum, it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs, he heard the Malachi Asher saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed, and he brought it down. We don't say it out loud, because it's like something that was stolen from the king, and you give it to your wife, and he said, listen, don't wear it publicly. So there are these two dimensions. There's the honor of God and the honor of the king. The honor of the king, we do publicly. The honor of God, it's privately. Okay, I have one more thing I want to share with you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.